I'm joined by Dustin Roth. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Greater Burlington Partnership. And he is joining me today. We are going to talk a little bit about an event called Small Business Saturday. And again, Small Business Saturday is the Saturday after Black Friday.
It is.
Is that right?
It is.
We were just talking a little bit how, you know, we've kind of, shopping has become a very different experience for an awful lot of people, hasn't it? And, the online part of the shopping and then the adventure of going out of town to shop. But whatever you do locally stays local.
It is. Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. Yep, it is that time of year. Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and then Christmas will be here before you know it.
In the blink of an eye.
It will. It always does. No matter how far it seems away, it's always there before you know it. So it's this time of year that I always like to come out and remind people. Look local first when you're out shopping this holiday season. As you say, the online shopping is huge for a lot of people. The convenience of it's difficult to beat. It is when you can sit at home on your couch and watch your Christmas movies.
But if you can buy the same item at a local store, and it's in essence the very similar price, you know, you're not only helping the economy here, but you're helping the entire community.
Yes, you are, and that's why I always say look local first. When you shop local, you've heard this a million times. It's probably nothing that is going to be earth shattering or mind breaking. Is, you know, when you shop local, it helps people in the community. You know, it helps helps pay your neighbor's salary. It helps maybe, you know, new businesses grow. It helps support, you know, kids' sports teams when you're out during the summer and you see Little League or soccer and they've got X business in front of them. You know, that's sponsored by local businesses, and by you going out and patroning them, it just helps them grow and helps support our community. Now, if you go online, that money just trickles away.
And the more
it doesn't come back to the community.
And the more you shop locally, also that money also comes back to us. We get advertising dollars here and that sort of thing. So it's all in one big circle, isn't it?
It is. It's all connected. You go buy something there, maybe they go buy advertising or they've got to go buy food at another business. So it has much bigger of an impact when you spend local instead of either going out of town or going online. Plus, we have a lot of amazing stores. I know there's always new stores popping up that some people say, "Hey, oh, I didn't know that was there." So go out and explore Greater Burlington. There's definitely tons of stuff, no matter the age. If you're an adult, you're looking for tools or clothes or, you know, electronics, there's things. There's for kids. We've got toy places.
Yeah.
So there's something for everyone.
And explore all of those.
Yes, you should.
Make an adventure of shopping local.
Yes.
For Burlington, this is
I would definitely challenge you because I know how people are. People have the two or three places that they like to go because they're familiar with them.
Right.
And for the most part, they have everything they want. I challenge you. At least once a weekend to go into at least one store you've never been. I guarantee you'll find a store that you love that's been here for a long time that you never knew existed.
Yeah, there you go. So go make a shopping adventure out of it, is right. Okay, search and find anyway what you need. But a Small Business Saturday again is a Saturday after Black Friday.
Yep. So that's pretty much the all around the country. It's all about supporting small businesses. So go out. We'll have a lot of businesses participating all over the community. Go out and help support them. That's just one of the few ways that you can help support small businesses. Obviously, the phrase "look local first" is top of mind this time of year.
It's an opportunity to help your community and help yourself at the same time.
It is, and there's also one other thing that we've got coming up. So the Greater Burlington Partnership every year does a shop local campaign, which we call it's our Elf on the Shelf, which we call GBP.
Yes.
So and we'll talk more about him, but I'll give people a heads up because it won't be for a few weeks before I'll be back to talk about him. But beginning actually Small Business Saturday, he goes out and visits a business a day throughout Greater Burlington just to kind of help bring awareness of what's going on. And he will leave a riddle on the Greater Burlington Partnership social media page of having somebody or the people out there can guess where he's at. And the whole point of this is to get people to realize what's out there. However, as a little bit of an incentive, every guess where you guess where he's at, you'll be entered to win a weekly grand prize. So for, I believe it's 4 weeks, we'll have a weekly grand prize of worth over about $100.
Okay.
So follow so Greater Burlington.
So you actually will do, but you'll basically enter online, though, is that right?
Yes. So you'll go to the Greater Burlington, it's a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Guess where he's at. He'll put out a riddle that's a little silly riddle of, hey, guess where I'm at today, and he'll leave you a little clue. You guess where he's at.
What if you find him?
That's the other part. That's the fun part. We love to get people in the store. So he'll leave a riddle of where he's at, and then if you figure that out, go visit the store or business where he's at, and you can take an Elfie with him and get an extra 10 entries into that week's grand prize.
There you go. All right. Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, yeah.
It's a GBPD.
Yep.
Yes, GBPD.
Be on the lookout.
The Greater Burlington Partnerships Elf on the Shelf. Anyway, you can find out more. We'll talk more about that. But that is, again, Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And the chance, by the way, it's also the parade day, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's just everything's just kind of...
I know.
Thanksgiving's so late this year that everything just kind of gets smashed together at the end of the month.
It all happens. Anyway, Dustin Roth, thanks for stopping
by. Yep, no problem. Thanks, Steve.